and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me, as always, is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great, Eric. Just got out of the App Store in time to join you.
Well, yes, today we're going to be looking at apps and all sorts of ways that we stay productive on the road. Fact of the matter is, most of us don't work all that much out of an office anymore. We're constantly having to travel, go places, meet clients. So we don't have the huge daily planner on our desk and the computer and all of this. So we're sort of living out of our phones. So we wanted to talk today about what the modern road warrior is using to stay productive while we're on the road. And of course, it doesn't just have to be apps. Going back, everybody used to have their day planner. And it was always paper, you know, little notebook, pen, calendar, the whole thing. And everybody carried it with them. And I actually switched to a smartphone. Oh, it's got to be 7-8 years ago already. And I did it because I was traveling with my day runner and I was making appointments. And then I would get back to my office, launch my calendar, only to find out that I had double booked because I had appointments on the calendar and it wasn't synced with the day runner. So I switched to a smartphone so that everything would sync up and make it easier for me. And that's really what we're talking about, is how can we use these things to make our lives easier? So, Chip, when you're on the road, what's your go-to to stay organized?
My go-to to stay organized, I use Dropbox a lot for all my data. Dropbox is a program that you go online and, you know, it's a cloud backup system, but you can get an app for Dropbox. So I can access my calendar. I mean, you know as well as I do that I still use an Excel spreadsheet. I call it my Whiteberry for my calendar. Yep. I'm not in the cloud as well as I should and so on and so forth, but I can even access that spreadsheet on there because I have the Microsoft Office apps on there too. And there's a lot of other things that I use. Obviously, the email apps, you know, the mail and webmail and that kind of stuff quite a bit. Other things that I love on there is my meditation Insight Timer app, where you can just sit there and if you just want a ding or 20-minute meditation with the bells, or if you want a guided meditation and everything else in between, Insight Timer is a free app that you can download. And I found out about that through Copper Beach Institute, which is a mindfulness institute. But I mean, there's just a whole lot of great things out there to use. And obviously, I'll probably start using something a little bit as far as an online calendar now that the cloud is reliable and all that kind of stuff. But it's really, really, really modified the way things are done. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, it certainly has. Yeah, Dropbox is a great app to keep your files accessible when you're on the road. I use it periodically to transfer things to my phone to allow other people access to certain files. So it's very useful both on your desktop and on your phone.
Yeah, and
I live off of my iPhone, so I use the built-in calendar in that, constantly using maps. And quite frankly, there are so many mapping software now. There's Apple Maps, Google Maps, Waze that helps you with traffic.
Yeah, and then just the regular Maps app that comes with your iPhone.
Yeah. Well, that's still using. That's Apple Maps.
Yep. And it's pretty cool with those. I mean, with that built-in thing, we have our good old friend Siri. You know, one that's really, really personable. And all you got to do is ask her a place to go, and she'll find the stuff. And it's a pretty cool thing. And just on the side, you can actually personalize Siri, which my sons did for my wife. My wife's name is Nancy. And every time Siri gets on, when my wife is on her iPhone, she says, "Good morning, Fancy Nancy." They actually changed her name to Fancy Nancy, so it's pretty cool.
Yes, and all smartphones have one of these. If you know, the iPhones have Siri's, Google has the Google Assistant, Microsoft Windows phones, if you still have one of those, has Cortana. Amazon now has it on their, you know. Again, if anybody actually has a Fire Phone, I think they sold about 12 of them, so there might be one or two out there yet. They have Alexa. So they all have these virtual assistants now. And the virtual assistants are great when you're on the road and you have to keep your eyes on the road, or if you're doing something and you can't look at your phone. I routinely use it just to tell me the time, tell me messages, have it read things off to me so that I don't have to take the phone out and look at it. And some of the virtual assistants can get funny. I routinely have to go to meetings at 7:30 a.m. and I'll be on the road and I'll ask Siri what time it was, and the answer will come back: it's time to still be in bed.
You programmed that, or was that her?
No, that's her. That's her. That's a default.
That's
That
pretty cool.
it tells me the time, and then it tells me, you know, it's time to still be in bed. Periodically, I notice it's usually when I ask the time before 7 a.m. It will give me an answer like, you know, it's 6:45. You woke me up. You know, it's.
Wow. That's good stuff. I mean, just a funny aside with Siri, you know, I have two grown sons who are now 35 and 31. And anytime we're traveling with them, it's just so funny. They'll actually get on there and just start saying weird things to Siri. And we'll be sitting in the car listening to her react to this and stuff, especially when they do off-color things and whatever. It's just absolutely hysterical. So you can definitely have a lot of fun with Siri.
Oh yes.
Program to do some stuff.
Yeah, Apple actually programmed a lot of little Easter eggs into Siri. If you launch Siri and start singing Bohemian Rhapsody, Siri will actually sing along with you.
No.
Yeah, I heard that one recently. There are a number of movies that dialogue is programmed in. So if you say a line from the movie, Siri will say the next line.
If you're totally bored on the road, you can have a fun conversation with Siri.
Right. But what I really like Siri for is reading messages for me. When a text message comes in, I can just have Siri read the message to me rather than taking the time to stop and take a look at it. So the virtual assistants are good, and there's always the standard, you know, asking a question and it'll either give you an answer directly or give you a website with the answer. So they're great ways to find out information.
Yeah, it's a great resource. So, and obviously, messaging, that was one of the very, very first uses of an app, is your message app. And how has that changed the world? That makes things absolutely so convenient, being able to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. I mean, 10 years ago, I never texted, ever. I mean, all phones had the capability, but it was just something I didn't do. Now, there are certain people, that's the almost the only way I talk with them anymore.
Yeah, it's so convenient. Here's your grocery list, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
So, but another fun app too is the FaceTime app. So you can actually look at people, when you're talking on the phone and stuff like that. And that's really, really cool also.
Yeah, so you
Again,
can do a
my
video
son and my future
conference.
daughter-in-law came up from the city, and her parents lived down in Houston, and we got to be good friends with them last year when they came up here. And so Saturday morning, here we are talking with our fiancés, our daughter-in-laws to be's parents down in Houston, having a grand old time doing FaceTime. So I'm showing her, my craziest t-shirt because she always likes the stuff that I wear. That's just a lot of fun. Obviously not to do while you're driving, but it's a fun app.
Yeah, no, don't do that while you're driving, but certainly Yeah, when you're on the road, there are a lot of ways you can communicate with your clients. You know, from your phone, you have different options. And one of the things to keep in mind is that each of these methods uses different bandwidth. So if you're on Wi-Fi and you've got a lot of bandwidth, a video conference or FaceTime works great. If you're using the cellular network, maybe your connection isn't as good. You want to stick with voice. And then if you're having trouble getting a signal, or if you have a very weak signal, usually a text will still go through because a text uses a lot less bandwidth than a voice call does. So depending on what kind of connection you have different methods for getting through to your client if you need.
Yeah, one of my favorite apps that I use all the time because I mean, you know how much I'm into personal development work, but one of my favorite apps is Audible.
Oh,
Audible,
yeah.
actually the Audible Amazon, as you know. But what happens is when you sign up for an Audible account, you can either just pay discounted prices, or if you sign up to get one book a month, it's X amount, or two books a month is X amount, and then all of your books are a set price instead of having to pay $30 to download stuff. But the cool thing is the way that this works is you get a library in Audible that you can access from your PC or anywhere else, including your Audible app on your iPhone. And what I do is I can actually download the books that I want to listen to directly into my phone one time so that I'm not using up the bandwidth on my iPhone when I do that. But I'm constantly listening to Audible in the car, and it just automatically, you know, if you turn the car off for a stop, it's automatically going to start off where you left off. So that one I am using absolutely all the time is Audible. And I highly recommend to you folks out there, if you're a little bit not into doing personal development work, that is so easy to do if you just get yourself an Audible account and you just set it up on your Bluetooth in your car, and it just works like a charm. So that's my word of advice for today is if you don't have Audible, definitely get that.
Yeah, the Audible app is fantastic. One of the things I absolutely love about it is with your account, if you're using the Audible app, not only do you have access to all of the books that you've purchased, they now also have original programming on Audible. Podcasts, they've actually done audio versions of television shows and comedians. But with all of this, you also get an audio subscription to either the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. And it reads you articles from the papers every day. So you're getting that subscription along with all of the books and features that Audible is doing originally. So that's a great,
I
it's
didn't
a,
even realize. You taught me something today, Eric.
there you go. Yeah, it's a great way to keep up with the news. You know, I love the New York Times. I don't get a chance to get it all that often. And this is a great way to keep up with the headlines. And that's all in the Audible app. It's fantastic. So now, of course, I mentioned day runners early on. Every smartphone has a calendar app, whether it's Google Calendar, the Apple Calendar. There are dozens of third-party calendars you can use to make your appointments, keep yourself organized. In addition to the calendar, I use a program called Things. And this is a to-do list program. And what I love about it is that it's on my computer, it's on my phone, it's on my tablet, and they all stay synced. So when I check things off, they get checked off everywhere. They just came out with a new version of Things. And I haven't gotten into the new version yet, but where the older version that I'm using was a straight to-do list, the new version actually brings in your calendar. So you can schedule things to do at certain times. You can send yourself reminders. You can connect with the calendar for events on there. So it's a lot more comprehensive than it was. And there are loads of these apps out there to keep yourself organized and make sure you know what you have to do. I rely on my phone's calendar and the to-do list to such an extent, I wake up in the morning, I don't even know what day it is. I look at my phone, it tells me where I have to go. That's how I know what's going on that day.
It's amazing. And then the phones, I mean, you talked about your specific app that you're using for your calendar and that kind of thing, but they, you know, the phones just have standard things too, like notes and reminders. You can write that down anytime you want. I use the clock a lot because I don't use the calendar online to remind me of stuff, but I'll use the clock to just set the timer. Like this morning, I know we're doing our podcast at 11 o'clock in the morning, so I get up at 6 o'clock. And I'll just set the timer for 4.5 hours, so it'll ding me at 10:30 to remind me that I'm going to be coming onto the podcast in a half an hour. So, and you can set up alarms anytime you want on there too. So there's a lot of different ways to cover things in there. So, but one of these days I'll have to use it the way it's meant to be used.
And that's a really good thing that all of the calendaring software have in common. No matter what platform you're using or which one, they all tie into your phone's reminders. So I have on my calendar 11 o'clock Success Showcase podcast. So it sends me a reminder, and you can set it. Some events I have set to go off an hour before, if it's somewhere I have to go to. If it's something I have to do and it doesn't matter where I am, I set the reminder to go off 5 minutes before. But the reminders keep you on track all day. And it's a great way to make sure that everything you need to do gets done. Because we've all had where we get working on a project or we're involved in a meeting and it goes longer than we expected. And suddenly you've forgotten that you have to be somewhere or there's something else that you have to do next. The reminders on your phone are a great way to keep track of all of it.
Yep. And every once in a while I get caught because of my own system that way, just because of what you said. another way that a lot of you see people out all the time taking pictures and this and that, whatever, your camera app is actually a really, really good app where if you're going to presentations and this and that, whatever, that have like screens and PowerPoint presentations and notes, rather than writing everything down, I will often just use the camera and take a snapshot of the screen. Saves a whole lot of time, and that just goes right into your photo section, so you can use that. And if you want to share it with other people, that's a great use for your camera app besides taking the selfies all the time.
Yeah, the cameras in the phones have evolved to such an extent. They're fantastic. If you're at a meeting and someone is taking notes, I will snap a picture of their notes rather than have them send it to me. So I've got it right there. The other thing is the resolution on these phone cameras is so good now that they've actually replaced scanners. So you can use your camera, or there are specialty apps to actually do this. When you meet somebody, snap their business card. You can either file it in Photos if you're just using the camera. There are apps like CardCam that I use that actually takes the picture, recognizes all of the text, and keeps it filed away. It then can sync with my address book, or I can export it to Excel and do whatever I want with the contact information. I know there is an app that friends of mine swear by. I haven't gotten much of a chance to use it, called Asana. And that's a scheduling app. And they also use something called Haystack, and that's also for business cards. When you take a picture of the business card, you have a picture of your business card already stored on your system, and Haystack will send the person that you just snapped their business card a copy of your business card, and you exchange the cards electronically. The good thing about trading cards electronically is that you can then use the data in other programs. You can put it in Excel, you can put it in databases. Even though I file all of them electronically, I still keep hard copies of the business cards. I have a little file cabinet of business cards. Because there are still times, if I'm in my office, it's faster for me to find the card in a drawer than it is to pull out the phone and find it on there.
But yeah, when you're on, keep the cards organized.
Right.
That's what I'm with me. Sometimes it's which pile is it in?
Yes. But I can't carry all of these business cards with me. So having the data on my phone means no matter who I'm meeting with, I've always got their card with me. I've got their information. We've all had times where you're supposed to meet with someone and either you're running late and you need to either text them or call them. Sometimes you end up in the wrong place. I don't know if this happens in other parts of the country, but here in Connecticut, there are so many Dunkin' Donuts that I have had several times where I have had meetings set at Dunkin' Donuts on a specific street. And I and the person I'm meeting with have gone to two separate Dunkin' Donuts on that same street.
Probably two blocks apart.
Something like that, yes. So making sure you have the contact information is always useful. Scanning the business cards, using the address book on your phone is a great way to make sure you have the people's contact information.
Yeah, that phone app itself is just so powerful, being able to look things up that way. So one of the apps that I do like to use a lot too is you can download the Microsoft Office apps for Excel and PowerPoint and all those things. And it's really great to reference things. Obviously, you can work on your computer, on your iPhone with that, but I use it more for reference when I want to look stuff up instead of having to carry a bunch of files. You and I both do presentation work, and I use PowerPoint quite a bit. And instead of carrying the PowerPoint presentation physically to a place just in case I mess up, like I forgot my computer that one time when I was doing one with you, you can just look it up using Dropbox, or you can look it up using your PowerPoint on your iPhone, the app there too. So that's a very, very useful thing. I would imagine if you're working more with the bigger, you know, the tablets and so on and so forth, it's a lot easier using Microsoft Office there. But I find that to be very, very useful. Also, Eventbrite, you know, we both do a lot of events. Yep. And Eventbrite, you can put everything in there as far as information to check in and that kind of thing. And of course, one of my favorite personal apps is my Send Out Cards app. As you know, I have my own Send Out Cards business, which is a do-it-yourself greeting card business, and we also have an app there. And the system itself allows you to store contacts and so on and so forth, but using the app, I can just take a picture of somebody and send them a card right from the spot that I'm at using the Send Out Cards app, which is a really, really great way to appreciate people, and it blows them away when they see a picture of themselves and a greeting card 3 days after you met them.
Right. Yeah, the Microsoft Office apps are a great way to get work done when you're on the road. Apple also has their own apps that I use. Pages is their equivalent of, it's their word processor. I use Keynote a lot, which is their presentation software, to the point that I've actually run complete presentations from my phone. I hook the phone up to a projector and just run the entire thing from there. I've done the same thing on the tablet using social media apps because I've done presentations on social media. So I plug the tablet right into a projector, and Facebook has its own app, LinkedIn has its own app, Google Plus has its own app, Twitter, of course, has the app. And I've taken people through these apps doing the presentation right from my phone.
Pretty amazing.
That's it. And, you know, now the social media apps are growing and growing. There's Instagram, there's Snapchat. And now more and more of them are being designed to be used from your phone rather than your desktop.
Yeah, I mean, desktops are going away.
Well, I think there's some things you'll always want a larger screen for, but it's certainly becoming more convenient when you're away from your office to do your work on your phone or on your tablet.
Yep. even the older compact computers, those are portable computers, are getting way, way too heavy. So you can get the new ones for, you know, they only weigh a pound or two. You can put them in a little computer case and can put the rest of your office in there too. A couple of notebooks, a couple of books and things like that. And it's a really, really nice way to travel.
Yeah, it really is great. Now you can have, I mean, right now on my phone, my entire life lives on my phone. I have all of my contact information, you know, my address book, phone numbers for people I need to contact. All of that is on the phone. I've got email on the phone that I use constantly. I've got books on the phone through Audible to listen to. I've actually, particularly for times I'm sitting in an airport somewhere, I have Sling and Netflix and Hulu on my phone so I can watch TV while my plane is delayed. You can now have your whole life on the phone. And I will point out one very important thing. I said, well, I have all this stuff on my phone. It's all backed up on my desktop.
Yeah. Backups are still very, very, very important, for sure.
Yes. Doesn't matter if you're on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet, back everything up. If for some reason I was to lose my phone, all of that contact information, all of the information that I need is accessible on my computer, so I can still get to it. And of course, if you're putting your whole life on a phone, please use a password. Make sure you keep your phone secure. The iPhones are fantastic with security. If somebody does not have your password, it is very difficult for them to get in, provided, of course, you use a secure password. Currently, the two most popular passwords are password and 123456. Please do not use either one of these. This is how you get hacked. But the security on the iPhone, if you remember a number of months back, the FBI had a suspect's phone, didn't have their password, and couldn't get into it. They actually had to hire a security firm to finally crack the security. So, yeah, it's very important when you've got all this information on there to make sure you stay secure. So we're coming up on the end of our time. I do want to touch on one last app before we wrap up, and that's something called Evernote. And Evernote is a fantastic app for when you're searching for things on the web, writing notes. It's almost like a blank slate. You can put anything into it. You can save business cards to it. You can save websites to it. You can make notes in it. And it syncs with your desktop. It syncs with your tablet. So you've always got access to this information. So if you see something on your phone, you go, oh, you know, I need to take a look at this later. You can drop the page into Evernote. And when you get back to your computer, it'll remind you it's there. And it's a great way to stay connected wherever you are. So, as we wrap up, Chip, what's your takeaway for today?
Well, my takeaway big time is that I learned a lot from you today. I've used apps quite a bit, but I know that you're a whiz at this kind of stuff. So I actually wrote down a few notes on things. And the bottom line is, if you organize your apps, it's going to make life a whole lot easier for you on the road. So make sure you have a system working for yourself. And as you said, make sure everything is backed up and secure.
Yeah, my big takeaway is that you can run your entire life from mobile devices now. Make sure you have not just the device, but the specific apps that work best for you. An app is no good if you don't use it. Same way a day planner, whatever it is, you have to use something that works the way you do. If pen and paper is the way for you to go, carry a notepad. If you want to do everything digitally, you can do it on your phone. Find the app that works best for you. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. We're also available on your phone on the podcasts app, as well as the iTunes store. Remember, make this week your best week ever. Make next week even better. See you then.